Today's Digest for Thursday, June 18, 2026. 10 stories today, spanning open-weight AI models, the fast-moving world of coding agents, a run of security breaches, and how the public actually feels about all of it. We've got a record-setting open model out of China, robots that train themselves, a fight over what GitHub calls a vulnerability, and tens of thousands of compromised firewalls. Here's the rundown. We start with open models. The Chinese lab ZAI has released GLM 5.2, and early benchmarks make it the most capable open-weight language model available. It carries 753 billion parameters, activates 40 billion at a time through a mixture of experts' design, and stretches its context window to 1 million tokens, 5 times the previous version. On one widely watched intelligence index, it scores 51, ahead of every other open-weight competitor. And on a leaderboard for front-end web development, it lands second, behind only Anthropic's Fable 5. The catch is efficiency. It burns about 43,000 output tokens per task, well above its rivals. So the low headline price of roughly $1.40 per million input tokens gets eaten back in sheer volume. Independent testing also found it uneven, nailing some generated graphics while regressing on others its predecessor handled cleanly. Next up, a counterintuitive lesson in agent design. An engineering write-up making the rounds argues that the instinct to give an AI agent more tools, more memory, and more context is quietly rotting agents from the inside, and that pruning is the fix. The example is a sales agent that Vercel built by studying one high-performing rep. Over time, the team stripped it down, deleting the large majority of its tools and reported that it got better, not worse, as newer models absorb jobs that bolt-on tooling used to handle. The framing treats an agent like something you maintain, not something you ship once. It proposes a recurring audit across the pieces of the harness. The job it does, the context you feed it, its memory, its tools, its reach, and how it proves its work, on the theory that every capability you add is also a liability you now own. Moving on to AI policy. The commentator Z.V. Mauschwitz published a sharp critique of the decision to slap export controls on Anthropic's Fable 5 and Mythos models over claimed cybersecurity risk. The trigger, he reports, was a demonstration where researchers handed the model deliberately broken code with known weaknesses and asked it to fix the code. After an initial refusal on a framed security review, the model produced patches through a manual, multi-step process. Katie Moussouris, the only outside expert who reviewed the technical report, said that fixing flawed code is exactly what these tools are supposed to do and that the model offered no advantage over options already on the market. ZVI's argument is that the so-called jailbreak was just normal functionality, that turning a patch into a working exploit takes substantial extra effort, and that the policy looks driven by politics rather than evidence. Also today, AI coding agents have stepped off the screen and into a robotics lab. Researchers at NVIDIA, Carnegie Mellon, and UC Berkeley built a framework called Empire that hands the entire job of training a robot to coding agents, then lets them run that process on real hardware. Agents driven by Codex, Claude Code, and KimiCode pushed a fleet of 8 robot arms to a 99% success rate on fiddly physical tasks, including inserting pins, seeding graphics cards into motherboards, and cutting zip ties. A human supplies only a few minutes of video showing success and failure up front, and from there the loop runs itself. Scaling from one robot to 8 more than halved the time needed to master a task, though the token bill climbed even faster than the time it saved, a reminder that this kind of autonomy is real but not yet cheap. Staying with coding agents, a new study from the University of Oxford and the group Safer AI asks who is actually watching when AI agents write the code inside frontier labs. Borrowing safety methods from aviation, nuclear power, and chemical plants, the researchers built a composite picture from public disclosures by Anthropic, OpenAI, and Google DeepMind, and found real gaps in accountability. No named owner appears for the authority to pause, restrict, or reroute a model, and while someone is listed to approve a deployment, no one is clearly empowered to withdraw one. Monitoring also lags. One lab reviews nearly all of its internal coding traffic, but roughly 30 minutes after the fact, and risk scores can land after a pull request has already merged, because the agents hand in their own explanations alongside their code, reviewers get anchored to the agent's framing, and flawed patterns can quietly become the house style. Next, Google is trying to standardize how AI agents find and trust the tools they use. The proposal, called Agentic Resource Discovery, is an open specification released under an Apache license and built on a catalog model from the Linux Foundation. It targets a growing mess, agents that need to locate the right capability across many different organizations and then confirm it is safe to connect to. The design is deliberately simple. An organization publishes a catalog file at a well-known spot on its domain, which ties trust to domain ownership. and registries crawl those catalogs and act like a search engine, returning matching tools along with verification data so an agent can check who published something before wiring into it. Google is backing this standard through an agent registry in its enterprise platform, with hosted discovery, governance, and compliance features, and says native support is landing in the coming months. Turning to security, researchers say tens of thousands of Fortinet firewalls have been swept up in an ongoing campaign nicknamed FortiBleed. One firm counted more than 73,000 affected Fortinet web addresses, another more than 30,000 devices. Notably, this is not a fancy new exploit. Attackers scan the internet for exposed Fortinet gear, log in with passwords leaked in earlier breaches, then turn each compromised device into a listening post that harvests more credentials and feeds the cycle. An alleged Russian-speaking group is behind it, and the list of touched organizations reads like a who's who: Accenture, Comcast, Foxconn, Lenovo, Oracle, Samsung, Siemens, and PwC, concentrated in India, the United States, Taiwan, and Mexico. Fortinet's response is that the data is largely reshared from prior incidents plus credential brute forcing, not a new flaw, which is cold comfort if your firewall is one of them. Also in security, a dispute over what counts as a vulnerability. The threat intelligence group Deep Spectre Research says GitHub dismissed two reports describing design choices that a self-spreading supply chain worm is actively abusing. The first concerns commit timestamps, which are set by whoever pushes the code, letting attackers backdate malicious changes to look like routine edits from years ago and slip past defenses that hunt for recent activity. The second is author identity. The name, photo, and username shown on a commit are set freely and never verified, so malicious code can appear to come from a trusted engineer who never touched it. GitHub closed both as ineligible, arguing that timestamps and author fields are properties of Git itself, and that the real problem is the stolen credentials used to push the worm, and its copycats have already been tied to incidents at the European Commission, Red Hat, and GitHub's own platform. Next, the security firm ESET has detailed a toolkit built specifically to blind security software. The framework, dubbed Gentle Killer, is maintained in-house by a ransomware crew called the Gentleman, and it disables endpoint detection products, targeting more than 400 process names tied to 48 different security tools. What stands out is the business model. Rather than leaving evasion to each affiliate, the gang ships this capability as a service, taking a smaller cut and handing partners 90% of the ransom. The group surfaced in late 2025 and is already among the most active ransomware operations this year, with victims across Southeast Asia, South America, and Western Europe, and a habit of picking targets by their firewall setup. The toolkit came to light through the gang's own internal data leak in May, which also gives defenders a foothold to spot it.
And finally, a reality check on how Americans feel about all of this. A new Pew Research survey finds just 16% think AI will have a positive impact on society over the next 20 years, while 40% expect a negative one. The skepticism runs deep. Nearly two-thirds say AI is moving too fast, 59% distrust companies to build it safely, and 67% doubt the government will regulate it meaningfully. The gloom is sharpest among the young, where only 14% of those under 30 see an upside. Usage, though, keeps climbing. 44% of adults now use ChatGPT, more than double the share in 2023, and a quarter reach for a chatbot every day. As for which assistant people lean on, Gemini and Copilot lead the daily numbers. With Claude further down the list, a gap between adoption and trust the whole industry is still trying to close.
That's the rundown for June 18th. Open weights climbing the charts, coding agents wiring up robots and writing their own oversight problems, and a steady drumbeat of credential-driven breaches. We'll be back tomorrow with another digest. Thanks for listening.